سفر کر بلا آرزوی دل ما سفر کر بلا.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. We are here in the lobby of Vienna airport waiting for a flight to Baghdad on our journey. We started from Seattle. This is the last leg of our journey, but really the last leg of our journey will start from Najaf, inshallah, where we start walking towards Karbala to do the ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam on the occasion of Arbaeen. While I've been there many times before, this is my first experience on this occasion, and I'm really looking forward to it, to experience.
Now we have arrived in Iraq, Baghdad airport, and we are waiting for our luggage. I'm really excited to go to say my salam to Imam Ali's shrine at Najaf. Inshallah, once I see that, the first thing which will come in my mind is the Vilayat Ali.
From my childhood, like I saw my family commemorating for Imam Hussain alayhi salam, but this year visiting in person over there, that was a separate different experience, because we just heard for like that many years in my life, but never see in person the haram of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and my feeling was totally different.
And the people of Iraq have a very unique perspective where they not only show their love towards the Imam, but they also show their love towards the Zawar of the Imam.
So today is our second day at Najaf. We arrived yesterday, and Alhamdulillah, we were able to find a place to lay down.
Chalo mere hamra Karbala to chalo Karbala to chalo.
So today we started our walk from Najaf towards Karbala, and we are almost at the bowl of Najaf bowl 90, and Alhamdulillah, so far everything is going well. We actually are joining, we are accompanying with our famous reciter, Mr. Ali Safdar from Pakistan. And
we are on our journey. We left Najaf a little while ago. We are on our way to Karbala, inshallah. This is the first day of our most likely a 3-day journey.
It's around 5 o'clock Maghrib, first time. We're at the pole 145. We've been walking since 9 a.m. in the morning, and we almost covered 145 pole plus the 100 pole from Najaf. Every step I take elevates my spirit and make a good connection to the Imam. And what I'm thinking right now are the difficulties which all the Ahl-e-Bayt has gone through. But this is just a little tribute to them, that we are with you. We are with you, and we will always be with you. Please accept our little humble prayers, and inshallah, please give us the power to walk for all 80 kilometers, inshallah.
Now it's been 1.5 days since we are walking barefooted, and almost we have covered 45 kilometers on this road. The road is not smooth. It seems like there are stones which are sharp, but every time I do it, I just think two things. One, the Masaiba, Bibi Zainab, and Bibi Sakina, and all the orphans which were walking towards Sham.